that was the poll. Ladies and gentlemen, has been directed that item 3C in the notice of meeting be considered on a poll. The poll on that resolution will be conducted now. Shareholders and their representatives should note that the voting paper is on the back of their yellow admittance card, like that. The voting on the poll is by the number of shares held by each shareholder, including those shareholders who are unable to attend today's meeting, but who want to have their votes counted and have sent proxies, attorneys, or corporate representatives. I remind you that only one vote will attach to each share which is jointly owned. Voting on a... In order to successfully complete a voting paper, a voter must record his or her vote in respect of the particular resolution being voted on, in this case item 3C, by marking the appropriate box for and or against. Write the shareholder's name on the card in the space provided, and if acting as a proxy, attorney or corporate representative, also write the voter's name in the space below the shareholder's name. And finally, sign the voting paper in the space provided at the bottom of the paper. If a voter wishes to cast some of her votes or his votes in favour of the motion being polled and some against the motion, the voter must write in the for box for the actual number of votes he or she wishes to cast in favour of the motion, and write in the against box the actual number of votes he or she wishes to cast against the motion. The sum of the votes cast for and against the motion cannot exceed the total available votes. If you have difficulty in completing your voting paper, please raise your hand and a Computershare staff member will assist you. Appoint PricewaterhouseCoopers, the company's auditor, represented today by Mr. Chris Dodd, a scrutineer for the poll, and Mr. Tim Hewitt of Computershare Investor Services, the company's share registry, as returning officer for this vote. Mr. Hewan will be assisted by Computershare staff to check the votes cast on the poll, including those according to the proxies which I deem to be valid, and to advise me in writing of the votes cast, of the result of the vote. I now ask you to complete your voting paper. Poll collection boxes will be passed along each row for you to insert your completed voting paper.